Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 243 to 252.
We are looking at ruku number 32 of Surah Baqarah, on page 53 at the bottom, commencing with ayah 243. From here on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks initially about jihad fi sabilillah, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about infaq. Infaq means to spend one's wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either for jihad, for Islam, or to spend one's wealth for the cause of deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about infaq and jihad. Jihad is not a means or a cause of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predetermined the hour of death for every individual. And those who flee from jihad are not saving their lives. And those who go on to jihad are not destroying their lives. Similarly, infaq fi sabilillah, spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst outwardly it shows a decrease in one's wealth, it is actually not a decrease of any wealth. It only draws more mercy and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا نَقَصَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. The wealth of a man does not decrease on account of giving charity. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here in ayah 243. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Have you not considered the situation of those who fled their homes in their thousands, وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ, for fear of death? Either the story is related here in the note, either for fear of jihad, they fled when they were called to jihad, or they fled when there was an epidemic. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, instructed and said, die, mutu, die. Then he brought them back to life. ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Surely Allah is most bountiful to mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most people are ungrateful to him. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, ayah 244. And fight in the cause of Allah. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ. And be mindful of the fact that Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Meaning, if the call to jihad is made, those who make feeble excuses should realize that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sami', He is all-hearing. And those who shirk their responsibility should be aware that Allah is all-knowing. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, ayah 245, who is there that will give unto Allah a good loan? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا, so that he would in return multiply it many times over. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضْ, Allah, indeed Allah constrains provision. وَيَبْسُطْ, and Allah expands. And you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, from ayah 246 till the end of the juz, and we are only going till the end of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the story of what we would know as David and Goliath, Dawood alayhi salam, and how he killed Goliath. Some of the notes are mentioned for you here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Have you not heard of those leaders from the children of Israel, who after the era of Musa alayhi salam said to their prophet, إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Appoint a king for us so that we may fight in the cause of Allah. And the Nabi said to them, هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. Is it not probable that if warfare were ordained for you, you would refuse to fight? They said, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So these people were already subdued by their enemy. So they remonstrated and they said, why would we not fight in the cause of Allah, when we have every reason to do so? وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا, as we have been driven out and expelled from our lands. وَأَبْنَائِنَا, and we have been separated from our children. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ, then when fighting was ordained for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَوَلَّوْا, they retreated, except a few of them. And Allah is well aware of the transgressors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. So they wanted a king to fight, a king to lead them in jihad. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. And their prophet said to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. Allah has appointed Talut to be your king. They objected and said, how could he be appointed as our king, whereas we are more worthy of kingship than him? أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. And he has not even been granted abundance of wealth. How has he been chosen as our king? The Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah has preferred him and chosen him over you. وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. And Allah has enhanced him in knowledge of leadership and governing, and has endowed him with a superb physique, physical strength and knowledge. And above that, Allah grants kingdom to whomsoever He pleases. He is the one who expands provision, the all-knowing. The last ayah of the ruku, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. The Prophet said to them when they requested a sign to affirm the kingship of Talut, the sign of his kingship, إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ. The sign of his kingship is that the Ark of the Covenant shall come to you, containing within it that which is a source of tranquility for you, and relics left behind from the house of Musa and the house of Harun alayhi salam. تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. It will be borne by angels. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. There is for you a sign, sure sign in this, if you truly are believers. So inshallah, we will now proceed to make tilawat of this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون وقاتلوا في سبيل الله واعلموا أن الله سميع عليم من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون ألم تر إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل من بعد موسى إذ قالوا لنبي لهم ابعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم.